7:31 now with listener supported AM 850 KFUO worldwide, KFUO at KFUO.org. And it's Thursday morning, March 5th, 2015. Buzz Aldrich filling in for Andy Bates. He is on the way to the Northern Illinois District Conference Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where he will be broadcasting tomorrow morning at this time live. We're joined in studio this morning. Joni Harwell is with us. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning. And nice, chilly, cold, snowy morning.
Yeah, and you and I made our way in here this morning, despite all of that.
I know. And you know what? There's a sidewalk outside here, I noticed, and it's covered with ice. You could actually go ice skating on it.
And that other voice you hear laughing is Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. I did not bring my ice skates, but that is A-okay. At least we are not in, I think I heard this morning, Paducah and Nashville, that south of us here in St. Louis, that they got a lot of snow.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I heard a foot in Paducah.
Really?
Sleet under it.
And so, and then I think Nashville, I heard something like the drifts are like 2 and 3 feet deep.
Oh, my
deep,
goodness.
So
wow.
We have a lot we can be grateful
yes.
for.
Memphis, 1/2 inch of sleet and then 2 inches of snow to top it. And they're
wow.
still seeing it. So,
wow.
yeah. South of St. Louis, it's not so pleasant. St. Louis, this seems to be pretty good if you just see a little bit of ice on the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, this morning for Lutheran Senior Services, I wanted to share with you and with the listeners an event that is coming up. And as I typically do, I will share with the listeners our events that benefit benevolent mm-hmm. care. And this is one of those events. We not only have events that are like organization-wide. So, for example, our golf tournament coming up in July benefits benevolent care. But then each of our senior living communities will often have something that is a specific event for them. Maybe it's a brunch. Well, Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, the event that they do annually to benefit the benevolent care is called Works of Heart. And that is an art auction. So it is on May 8th.
Uh-huh.
And so we're giving a lot of advance warning. The event itself is on May 8th, and it is a free event. So you can come, you can enjoy the appetizers, the beverages, you can take a look at the art, and you can participate in the auction. There's both a live auction and a silent auction. And so that event is free. So you can think about that. I'll be continuing to give information as far as how to make reservations. But then again, a donation of $20 is, we ask you just to consider that donation
Absolutely.
To help defray
mm-hmm.
costs. But the event itself is a lovely event. I was telling you, Joni, before mm-hmm. we came on air that at the last auction, I bought a picture that is a large red flower. And that hangs in my office on the big wall in my office. And so when you walk in, you just feel that pop of color and that
uh-huh.
that pop of energy. But there are all kinds of art. Much of the art is donated by our residents who are moving into Merrimack Bluffs.
So this isn't necessarily artwork that they have done.
No, this okay. is not artwork they have done. Now,
okay.
now, sometimes I actually did buy, 2 years ago, I bought a piece that had been hand-drawn
oh,
with
my.
Colored pencils by one of our residents in assisted living at Merrimack
okay.
Bluffs. It hangs in my office at home, and it's like a cat, and it's like a real stylized,
uh-huh.
Very contemporary cat done with a colored pencil. So some of the art, I do believe, is done by the residents,
mm-hmm.
but the majority of art is donated. And so my call out today to the listeners would be, if perhaps you have done some renovation and some redecorating, and you painted that wall and that picture you loved that was always hanging on the wall but just doesn't go with the color scheme anymore,
mm-hmm.
Or you just decided to, you maybe are downsizing, so you have art that you used to hang on walls that is now sitting in your closets, mm-hmm. and you know you love it, you know it's beautiful, you bought it for a reason,
mm-hmm.
but you no longer need it or are using it. It might just be that perfect piece for someone else's home or office. And so we would welcome the donation.
Right.
That donation will even, I've got a note here from Maggie Spencer, who is organizing. She's our director of stewardship at Merrimack Bluffs. And the note that I have said that anything and everything is wanted and needed, and that they will even come and pick up the donations.
Oh, wow.
So if someone is thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I'd love to do that, but I don't want to run out there and donate it, give a call to Maggie at 636-923-2315. Again, that's 636-923-2315. That would be donation of artwork. It can be something you yourself. I mean, my goodness, we may have some artists out there that they themselves have works
yes.
of art mm-hmm. they have done they would like to donate. It could be something you bought. It could be something that you hung in your home and it is no longer hanging and it's just stuck in a closet. We just would welcome any of those donations. And again, this would be for Works of Heart, which is an event that will take place on Friday, May 8th, 2015.
Now, is it just pictures are we talking about? Could it be other, say, something ceramic? Could it be something that someone's made?
That is a very good question. I have been to the Works of Heart that the events that have happened, and I don't recall seeing that, but I don't think they would turn it away.
Okay.
I think that's a fascinating question. I would say probably not just a ceramic piece that is, I don't know, something that would
right.
be an art.
Something special.
That's right. Something that would
right.
be that. That's uh-huh. a very, I think they would welcome that. I think that would be very unique.
Okay.
And how the evening goes is the evening starts at 5:30, and that's time for viewing all the art you can mm-hmm. take a look at. There's appetizers and beverages. And then at 7 o'clock, the oral auction begins. Mm-hmm. So certain pictures, as you go through, certain pictures are designated. They would just be for silent auction. Certain pictures will be shown at the oral auction. And so that oral auction happens, and then around 9 o'clock or so, that silent auction ends. And so it's a wonderful evening of fellowship and fun. You know, I looked at some of the pictures, and, you know, some of them are just really different. You take mm-hmm. a look at it and you might not have thought of something like mm-hmm. that. Like the hand-drawn one that I got from the resident at Merrimack Bluffs, just the hand-drawn with colored pencils. And it just really, it was a lovely, lovely piece. So
now you said the money that is received from this goes for benevolent care.
Mm-hmm.
What is benevolent care?
Well, benevolent care is financial assistance is probably the easiest way to say it for older adults who outlive their financial resources. So we have three arenas that benevolent care is given through Lutheran Senior Services. If you are a resident living at Lutheran Senior Services, most especially in our care center, and you have outlived your financial resources, there are, of course, federal funding that can come and help that, but it does not cover the full cost of care. So our benevolent care fills that gap between what Medicaid might pay and what the cost of actual care is. So one area of benevolent care is to help those residents who outlive their financial resources. A second area of benevolent care is through our outreach social services. So we have a benevolent assistance that if someone calls up and we discover through that phone call that maybe they really need some nutritional supplements and they simply can't afford that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some equipment, medical equipment, or even help paying their bills. So that benevolent assistance, that's one of those things that just like every other fund that we mm-hmm. have, what we budget in our own personal life, we kind of run out of those dollars. We have so much budgeted every month. And I believe it is by the 10th or 11th of the month, believe it or not, we have already dispersed those funds
wow.
from people
okay.
who need them in the greater community. So that is another area mm-hmm. of benevolent care. And then the third area of benevolent, we call benevolent support, helps with our wellness kiosks and our wellness program at our affordable housing sites. So it is really meant to help those who live on limited financial mm-hmm. resources.
So really by donating your art, You are being a blessing to someone else. You are helping someone else. And you're right. We all have things in our homes that maybe we don't use anymore. But we're looking for nice quality here. We're
absolutely
not looking for something beat up, but something that we may have put back and said, in the future, I'm going to maybe use it again. Mm-hmm. Think of it as making this donation to someone who you can benefit then from these dollars, someone who otherwise maybe would not be able to receive this care.
Absolutely. Great way to put it, Joni.
I'd like to ask, when you say art, is it just paintings? Is this other pieces of art? This is something
you walked out. You walked
out.
You walked out when Joni asked that very question.
Okay.
And I said, my recollection is that it has been pictures, you know, your framed pictures, but I don't think they would turn anything away.
Okay.
So if there is this lovely sculpture, or like I think about, you know, some of these beautiful bowls and things that are done, I think they would welcome that. Absolutely. I think they would love to branch out and welcome any kind of a piece of art because everyone's taste is different. And so we'd love for people with a variety of tastes to attend, and we'd love for a variety of art pieces. So the general picture of art, or the general definition of art, I think would be welcome.
Collectors like these events.
Okay.
That's the nice thing.
Well, I hadn't really thought about the fact that we maybe could put that out as one of the reasons why someone might want to attend.
Right.
And what a fun evening. I mean, that sounds like a great time. You have appetizers, then you're going to have the auction. You have a silent auction and an oral auction. I think it sounds like a very nice time. And you say it's at Merrimack Bluffs. Where is that located?
Merrimack Bluffs is located in Baldwin. And the easiest way to describe it for people who are familiar with St. Louis is that if you take 140, go north on 141 off of Highway 44. So it is just north of the Fenton area. So as you go north on 141, your second stoplight, you will come to, oh my goodness, now I just can't even recall the name of that street. But that second stoplight, then I think it's Valcor. And so you follow that around. And then when that turns into Sulphur Springs, then there's a turn up on the top of the hill. It sits on the bluffs above the bluffs of the Merrimack River. So that's why it's called Merrimack Bluffs. It's got a lovely, lovely view. Another way to get there would be if you traveled west on Big Bend, west of 270, and you got to Sulphur Springs, which is a stoplight with a shopping area there. You went south, then you turn left and went south. It's a couple of miles that way. So it's kind of like at that spot, there's a curve around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we just wanted to plug this into our computer on our cars or whatever, the address, exact address?
Well, I didn't come prepared with the exact address.
Merrimack Bluffs.
Thank you very much. That was 1 Merrimack Bluffs, and I don't know the actual zip code if you had to put the zip code in. But it is, 1 Merrimack Bluff.
Okay.
1 Merrimack Drive.
1 Merrimack Bluffs Drive, and it's 63021.
1 Merrimack Bluffs Drive.
Great.
And also going on lssliving.org. Google Maps has, we have more information about it there as well.
I know when I headed out that way, the one time I looked on the map and I thought, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to figure this out. And it's not that difficult at all.
No, it isn't, really, but it does sit on the top of the hill.
Right.
So as you're coming around the curve, you do have to kind of notice. But once you notice it, you notice it.
Okay, very good. And do you have a word to share with
us
today?
I do. I was reading some Lenten devotions, and I discovered something I did not know. And that is that there was a tree, they have now dubbed the Survivor Tree, that actually was found, calorie pear tree that was under the debris of the World Trade Center at 9/11. And they pulled this tree out. They could see that there was one branch. They didn't find it until maybe October or November. So it's very unusual for a live branch to come through. But there was only one branch that survived that was not broken off, that still was kind of reaching through the debris. So they took that tree out and they nurtured it. They planted it in a nursery. They nurtured it. And every one of those broken limbs, there is new growth coming out of that tree. So then they took that tree when they when they put the memorial for 9/11 together, I understand. There's actually a video you can look at that I found that I Googled, just Survivor mm-hmm. Tree. And now they have that placed in kind of a courtyard area that's kind of braced by courts and things. But for me, I did not know that existed. And I thought about it from the standpoint of our works of heart and thought, if I'm ever in New York and I can see that tree, I think that would be a work of art.
Yes.
Because it really shows that survival aspect. It's that before and after. And it's the devotional writer writes, as one of the only living things to survive at ground zero, it is a beautiful reminder that life can and indeed does come out of death. You may not look quite the same as you did going in, but alas, life, hope, and faith can find you again. Thanks be to God for that. And it ends with a prayer, healing God, build us up out of the brokenness of sin and death, and remind us of the hope of the resurrection in our times of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Google it. It's a great. There's a great little video that talks. They talk to the person, the gentleman in the mm-hmm. nursery that actually nursed it back, and the person who placed it. And if you just, like I said, if you just Google Survivor Tree, I believe. Oh, I did write it down. It's the 911memorial.org. If you go on 911memorial.org, there's a great video where okay. you can kind of see. And then the tree, those of you who know pear trees, the yeah. beautiful blossoms.
Right.
So the video shows it in blossom.
Oh my.
And it shows where the old part of the bark was and mm-hmm. the new tree grows out of it. It's just lovely.
And what a great devotion for us to remember that out of Christ's death and resurrection, we continue. We live on.
And spring's around the corner, too. So
I know. That would be.
Reminder.
I'm waiting for yeah. that pear tree, those pear trees here in St. Louis. That's one of the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things of St. Louis is the beautiful things that bloom, and the pear trees are one of those.
And when you look out on a day like today, you think, really? Are they coming back?
God's faithfulness is sure.
That's correct.
Indeed. Well, for all the information about your events coming up, they can go to lssliving.org, right?
Yes, and especially for about Merrimack Bluffs also.
Okay.
So, okay.
And we'll see you again next week, I guess.
I will be here.
Andy should be back here for that.
We will see you then.
Okay, Jane Wilkie from
Thanks,
Lutheran Senior
Jane.
Services on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, 748 in St. Louis. More on the way. Carol Petering from St. Paul Lutheran Church de Pere coming up.